Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to another unique episode of the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. In today's episode, I'm bringing you a recording of my IGTV conversation with Danielle from Bedrock Detroit. We talk all about the different Bedrock venues that are available in Detroit, along with mini ceremonies and how you can take advantage of a smaller guest count for your wedding. If you want to watch the video of the conversation, you can find it over at Planning Collectively, and make sure that you follow along with everything going on with Bedrock at Bedrock Detroit on Instagram. Thanks so much, and I will see you in the next episode.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you could do this because it started as I wanted something to make myself be consistent with this, but it's been so much fun connecting with vendor friends that most of them I haven't seen in a long time, but then also just talking about the different insights that everybody has in the industry and how we kind of all work within our own areas, but sharing the tips and things that we've all learned throughout the experience we've had with events. I know you guys do a good mix of social and corporate there.
So
let's get started there.
What
do you guys do? Tell me about your spaces and the rundown of events at Bedrock.
Yeah, so just a quick overview of just myself. As Kate said, I'm Danielle. I really much have been doing events now and with Bedrock specifically for about 5 years. And so we are very fortunate being part of a commercial real estate company and the uniqueness that that brings because of the fact that because we have so many buildings here in Detroit, we've been able to transform some of those spaces into event spaces to be able to bring some business here to Detroit. So it's been a really great experience, especially just even in the 5 years I've been here, to see the growth that we have had. When I started here, the Madison, which is where I'm at today, was truly that like the star venue. It was our busiest one. And even honestly today, outside of Wedding Wire and The Knot, has really been our biggest word of mouth marketing venue. I mean, we really don't have to do a whole lot. It kind of sells itself. So
the Madison rooftop bar.
Exactly. Yeah. Phenomenal for sure. We have unparalleled views of the city looking off of the Madison rooftop for sure. But over the years, we've had an opportunity to also add a vacant space, which is State Savings Bank, that some might be familiar with. Beautiful, gorgeous Art Deco style architecture on the inside, and just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, everything you can imagine in like that very glam wedding venue, but works fine. So well.
Yeah,
it works great. That one is a temporary space. I think it would be ultimately a goal to maybe eventually lease it, but for now, we're gonna activate it and go ahead and do events until at least June 30th of 2022 for now.
Okay, perfect. I think that's what I saw most recently posted. But
yeah,
that one first, because I remember first getting an email. I think Julie probably sent me an email like, we have this cool space. But it was such a short window that initially it was open for. It was difficult to work with wedding couples on it because it was, most couples have in a normal time, not in the past year, most couples will have like 9 to 12 months of planning. And so that extended a little bit. But once it was open for a longer period of time, it really,
it's
such an amazing space.
Yeah, and it is. And as you, to your point, exactly, it really is a very popular wedding venue.
Yeah.
As you know, it's a space that does, it really is just kind of the four walls. We provide you with a lot in terms of like the HVAC and restrooms. And I mean, like I said, just the overall beautiful space, but at the end of the day, you do bring a lot in. And so we do see way more activation on the weekends. But during the weekdays, it's really great because we get to see that corporate side of things more from like the gala style or fundraisers and things that they're doing during the weekday. So it's been a really great mix of different events that we've seen through that space. And then the more that we get to keep extending it, the more that we're even seeing within that. So to answer your question, it kind of started off, I believe if I'm correct with my dates, it was fall of like 2018. We did a really big like art installation, if you remember that glass house. It's kind of where it all started with us being like, we could really do events here. And that's really what kicked off our 2019 season of doing events there, and then got that extended at some point and had a full book of 2020 events, but by all means, it's all right. We, our couples were great. You know, everyone's super understanding during these times. And so we have that and was able to get the 2022. So that certainly helped, I think, ease a lot of our couples' minds too, because they're like, oh, good, you guys extended a little bit. So,
yeah, because that, yeah, that would have been a unique concern that, that couples would have, that, well, you know, we want to postpone, but is the venue going to be available for us? So that's good.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be something that over time we'll certainly, we always hope to keep extending as long as we're able to. So always be on the lookout.
I'm sure everybody there, especially on like the sales team, is like just hoping that you guys get to keep it.
Yes, for sure. So yeah. Cool space. I love it so much. Yeah. It is beautiful. It just, it takes your breath away every time you walk in. And then One Campus Marsh's 16th floor event space was our brand new space. It actually opened March of last year, and then we all went to work from home. So we have yet to actually do an event in the space, but it is gorgeous. Very modern. And you get off the elevators, it kind of walks you into this really beautiful pre-function space with, you know, very typical bedrock with us. We, as you'll notice in a lot of our spaces, with the exception of State Savings Bank, is we do a lot of furniture within our spaces. Yes. Is included. So high top tables and lounge furniture. And so when you first walk into that pre-function space, that's exactly kind of what you're walking into. And it's our first space that ultimately will have kind of like three ballrooms where they're actually divisible by three. And then we have a really great wraparound outdoor terrace that at 16 floors and above the ground floor.
It's amazing.
Of Detroit.
Yeah.
Have you been there yet?
We'll
have
to get you down. Lucky enough, I think Lauren's on here. She actually, Lauren was, my intern, I don't even remember. It was all, feels like forever ago. But so it's been great to work with her on events and see her, you know, in the mix and all the amazing things she's been doing. But she, I remember it must have been early March because we were kind of talking about, I remember talking about like, do you actually have anybody canceling yet? Or like we were kind of, but it wasn't full swing. But yeah, so she showed me around and it's just, it's, the views on that terrace are going to be amazing for wedding pictures. And
And it's a state-of-the-art venue when it comes to our audiovisual. By the way, thank you. Lauren is great. We love Lauren. So thanks for prepping her and getting
us
ready for us.
The whole team I see here is representing.
Yes, we love Lauren. We're so happy she came to us, however many years ago that was, because you're right, it does feel like a while ago now. But yeah, it's a really great space. And, I think what we're definitely looking forward to is kind of seeing how it does get utilized because, you know, like the rooftop here at the Madison, it's like, they're really two separate spaces, the rooftop and the mat and the loft, even though we don't rent it out to more than one person. So it'll be interesting to see like, how does the terrace get utilized? But to the point, I think was where I was going was the state of the art audiovisual. As you probably know, we're very big on making sure we can do as many bells and whistles in our venues. Yeah. We try to make it as much of a package because we are a venue that at the end of the day, we are a standalone venue with just a, like a liquor license. So anything that we can add, we do to create a little bit more value to have a little more bang for your buck. And so with that being said, our audiovisual team really dived into the space and made sure that it was up and operating in a way that would be functional for not only our corporate clients, but even for our social wedding clients, having our entertainment and DJs coming in, making sure it was a space that they could perform in and feel like, especially for our live bands, a lot of our spaces have a lot of acoustic, you know, concrete floor here at the Madison as well as State Savings Bank. So that space is great when it comes to audiovisual side of stuff. Yeah. So it's a really great space. It won't always be called One Campus Marsh's 16th floor, but until then, that's what we're referring to. If it's the center, that big building there that sits right there in front of the park on the 16th floor, but it is on the rear side. So you're looking up Woodward and you get to see all the way and across the river and into Canada and then up Gratiot, which just like I said, they're really cool.
It's such a cool, cool spot. And the view, I don't know how much has changed, you know, not being downtown as much, mm-hmm. but the overlooking the Hudson site, you know, so that view obviously will change things, but yeah. It's such a cool way to feel. I think that space out of all of them, even though they're all in mm-hmm. the central downtown area, you really feel like, oh, we're in the city because you're seeing the views and everything there. So I think that's really cool.
I know. I actually was doing a site visit last night and I was like, man, I can't wait for summertime and when the Tigers games resume. Like, if you think the fireworks show from the Madison rooftop is cool on a Friday night, that terrace on Friday night is going to look so cool. So I'm really excited to get that space activated when we finally are able to. But and then one other space too that I think is kind of a little bit newer that I think so relevant for this time is Rock Studio. So this is actually more of like a production style, live production suite, essentially, where it's really just intended to be for a small group of presenters that are wanting to stream an event live. And this will allow folks to just work really closely with our very advanced AV team on having the equipment that you need. We have different packages to help it make it super simple so you don't have to think about all the different things. But I know it's more corporate side of it, but what we have seen though is that does work. But in addition to that, kind of just pivoting a little bit with that virtual kind of atmosphere that we are in is exactly why we did launch those mini ceremonies for the Madison. Yeah. So kind of that two part of doing more corporate, but then also having that streaming service to be able to allow couples, if they want to still get married and just maybe postpone the celebration to a later date. Those were kind of a couple different things that I know we did to help expand in terms of adding a venue to help, you know, those more virtual events that we're seeing from a corporate side, mm-hmm. but then also developing that mini ceremony package that allows folks, especially here in Detroit, we were under an order for, and have been for a while, where we really were limited to 10 people. So it kind of just made sense for us. We've always been pretty big about and have been very successful on just having our general pricing that we do, but kind of thinking about outside the box a little bit and coming up with these more inclusive style. To get married. Right now, but perhaps, like I said, maybe postpone that celebration until it's a little more safe. And you don't want to, you know, definitely don't want to go down on that guest list at all. So.
Yeah, it's definitely right now we're, you know, seeing the new postponements or the questions about what's going to happen for this year. And like you said, here in Michigan and this area, we've definitely had a lot of restrictions, which, you know, but it is what it is, and
people are
working to make sure we can just get through this, and then hopefully 2022 is when we'll have a good clean slate for events like we are used to them. But I think, you know, even before all of this started, I was kind of seeing a little bit of, I wouldn't say necessarily like a trend, but I was hearing couples saying, like, we don't necessarily want, like, 300 people, or like, we're not the kind of people that want to be like on display with this huge celebration. Like, you know, some people just aren't comfortable with having like the spotlight on them. And so I think that all of this will help those couples recognize that you can do something smaller. But of course, then those that want to have the celebration but are caught in the middle of these restrictions, having these mini weddings, I think, is perfect. Yeah. So fill me in on how you guys have been doing that and what's included and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So for right now, we really do just have the mini ceremony package and ultimately really just getting to a point where we're just being far more negotiable on certain things depending on what the current times are. And what our restrictions might allow us to do. Yeah. So I think what we've found is, because to your point, things are shifting so much and everyone now I think is starting to feel more comfortable with the fact that they're like, oh, maybe I don't have to do this like traditional idea of what a wedding is anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so I think what we've found is that by just picking up the phone and having that conversation with that couple, to be able to say, what do you want? What does your dream day look like when it comes to, hopefully, obviously on a positive note, maybe we don't have to worry about this, but say we do, what does that look like for you? What are you comfortable with? What do you envision? And I think from there, we certainly have that benefit of the fact that we do have such a large portfolio of venues, mm-hmm. which then allows us to better then say, okay, then we think this venue would be the best fit for you based on all the things that you think that you'll need on the day of your event. So for us, it's just more of a conversation, I think. And I think it's really just because of the resources we have, that we have multiple spaces, that the conversations have proven to be successful and we're able to get people what they need and want. For their special day, especially during these times.
And what makes sense with their priorities too. And that's what always, you know, it's so funny that regardless of who I'm talking to and what their involvement is in the industry, there's so many things that come up in common, you know, trusting your vendor team and priorities are like two of the main ones. And every couple's priorities are going to be different, but the options that you guys have are, I think, going to be really good coming up. Sorry, the screen every once in a while, like maybe every minute it goes, so that's what I'm doing. I'm not like,
oh no, you're fine,
trying to close out or anything. But I think having the space, like the Madison has the rooftop space because the outdoor events have been, you know, looser as far as the mm-hmm. guest counts go, so having that outdoor space there is helpful. But of course, it's risky being in Michigan with the weather. And I'm hoping that soon, with the next announcement, we'll be going into capacity for venues. And so with that in mind, state savings is, you know, well, you would normally, but what's the capacity for, like, normal?
Oh, gosh. I think, if I'm correct, I think, like, the fire marshal capacity is $999. But, okay. I mean, we don't go, we really stick it around, like, more of a comfortability level of, like, $400 on a traditional
once
event.
Once you get the dance floor and
exactly.
and all of that. But if you think about it like that, if we're at 25% and it's 1,000 person capacity, you can still have that 250 person wedding potentially, mm-hmm. You know, safely once we get to that point. So yeah, it gives you guys some flexibility to work with couples, hopefully.
For sure. You know, yes, that's our hope. And that is, to your point, exactly. Like we if we can steer someone, because for the most part, I would have to say that our venues are all very, not only competitively priced within the Detroit, they're all comparable. Go to one venue or the other does not necessarily mean you're going to spend a significant amount of more money. It just means that maybe you're choosing based on the size. It really just goes based on size and what's all included. So for us, it does come down to this idea of just kind of having that conversation with them. And that way they can kind of figure out what makes the most sense. It's really not a dollar amount as much as just, do you want a bigger venue? Because maybe this is a time where you can always make a venue smaller, right? Like, you don't, that's easy. But to make it bigger is a little more difficult if you're indoors. So if anyone's willing to book a bigger venue to be able to ensure that maybe that capacity situation might not be as much of a factor for them, then that's another really great route to go to. Because, you know, pipe and drape and all of those things can come in real handy if you do need to all of a sudden make it a little bit smaller. Yeah.
Well, and it is funny too how this happens a lot with like backyard weddings where you think, well, we've got a 40 by 60 tent. That's so much room. And then once you start putting things into it or realize that you need the ceremony space and then a cocktail area and the bar and the band and you need room in between every table, they can't all be crunched together, how quickly that real estate gets used up when it comes to
100%
putting it together. Yeah.
Which I think is a really great point to make, that when you, like you said, you trust your vendor team. Not only have we are obviously all professionals and experienced in doing events, we've also been, you know, following the orders that have been coming out probably more closely than the normal person.
Yeah.
And so we kind of have been able to see what works and what doesn't. But also even that much more important though, that during these times of so many pivots, that hiring a wedding planner is 100% worth the investment. If there, I mean, it's always been worth the investment, but if I can say that there's a time more than ever, like hire a wedding planner, like it will just save you the stress and hopefully then just make it to where you just have to make some easy decisions. Maybe A, B, they're just kind of doing a lot of the work for you. They know your vision. They know what you want, what you don't want. And I just think that especially in a time like this year, for sure, but always important.
And keeping those priorities in check as you're making pivots and changes and, you know, even just the logistical stuff of like, well, we went down from, you know, 150 guests to 75. Now we have to contact every one of our vendors and make sure they have that count. And then 2 weeks later, oh, we can invite more.
Exactly.
So hopefully what's going to be happening this year is, you know, we kind of stop a little bit, but
And weddings are emotional anyways. I mean, aside. So it's like, sometimes it's just nice to let someone else like have that, like, you know, straight head and just like, what do you need me to do for you? How can I make this easier for you?
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes we very much are assumed to be that role within our venues. It's especially in our spaces, we always recommend how important is it at minimum a day of coordinator, but something like State Savings Bank, full wedding planner for sure, because it's just one of those types of spaces that you have to think of everything. And that's what we do for a living, right? And especially you, but more so when you're actually doing that full service planning. And then that allows us as a venue team to not only lean on you as the expert to know and get the answers so that we can execute that event flawlessly. But it also allows us to focus on what we're experienced at, which is the venue. We want to ensure that we have that level of service. Because we are such an a la carte venue, we need to make sure when folks leave that they say that their experience at the Madison was this. And it doesn't matter what then after that, because it all together we came and was able to produce such a great event. So that's wedding planner, I think, has definitely something that I know I've been pushing way more than normal, I feel like, especially this year.
It just kind of gives a little bit of a almost insurance policy that like you don't have to worry about those crazy details. And it's funny because you didn't know this, but my podcast episode that's coming out tomorrow is talking about the difference between a venue coordinator and then the difference between like day of, full service, all of that. And it touches a lot on what you just said in that like, and you guys really approach it. There's a lot of venues that really embrace the relationship between independent planners and then the coordinators or event team on site. And the perfect scenario is, you know, similar to what you guys have in that we all recognize it's a team approach and like everybody has their own role. And us being involved allows the venue to really focus on your piece of it and not have to worry about, you know, all the other logistical things that, that might come up. But there are definitely some venues that have like, they really try to distance themselves from planners and almost encourage couples to not use them. And then it can just be an awkward situation when we're involved. But
we are very hands-on, I would like to think. All of our team is very experienced, have been doing events for a good amount of time. And we set ourselves up to offer a certain level of service. And we have an expectation of ourselves too. And so we want to be as hands-on as possible, but we also know that, you know, the wedding planner is going to provide way more than what we can. And so I just, it's something that what I have noticed is those are always the events you walk away from, always learning something new every time from any event. But for those ones, though, they're always the ones that just seem to be the most rewarding because it's just like, man, you really did just nail that event. Like it went off so well. And so, 100% worth the investment.
Yeah, such a team approach when it is that event. It's like we all nailed it. It's because everybody has come together and worked together, and that goes back to having that relationship with your vendors and the trust with the clients and the vendor, and then also with the vendors, between themselves. So that's where it's really beneficial too to talk to your vendors that are already booked or your venue about the preferred vendor list, because you know they're recommending people that they want to work with more.
Yes, for sure.
That they have that vibe with.
Yeah.
And one of the really unique things about all of your venues, definitely State Savings in particular, is it's almost like State Savings is like you're renting the shell of the space and you have the bar service built in, but you literally have to bring everything in like you would if you were having a tented wedding outside of that bar service. And so it is really easy to forget how many plates you need or, the coffee spoons, and you have the coffee cups as the caterer doing the, the cake cutting service.
Yeah.
And you have those plates. And so it really is important to have somebody that knows about events and has done weddings before and knows those things that get added to the list after every event. And I say Fat Max is my emergency kit, and something gets added to Fat Max every season because it's like, oh my gosh, we needed whatever it is, and you have to add it in there. So
I actually watched whenever you were speaking with Zingerman's Cornwall Farms, and I heard you talk about Fat Max, and I'm like, but it's to your point, though, it's so true, because I'm like, same thing but just different. I don't have the kit, but like there's certain things after every event where you're just like, okay, now I know moving forward, like this will be something that I talk about at this point in the planning process with my client. And, you know, always be sure to remember those little things. You're just like, ooh, wouldn't have thought of that. But yeah, now maybe bring it to their attention because that could be a hot button for them later down the road and something that maybe you just don't think about. So yeah, it's always a continuing learning moment, which is so, what is so exciting about events. I mean, you really do get to take something away every time. So yeah, it's very exciting.
I think that's where our level of crazy for picking this side of the event industry and going into the social piece of it is like, you know, why would we want to do that? It's like, well, that's why we want to do it, because every day is different. Every wedding is different. Every couple's priorities are different. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps it fun and interesting. At least that's, you know, what I see as
for sure, as fun for sure.
And different and interesting. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I try to be as hands-on as I can with my clients and, you know, get involved. And like I said, I know our team, we all have different level of expertise in what we offer. You know I personally have been doing weddings now for at least 10 years. And so it's just been something that I know I've always been really passionate about and exciting. Yeah. And it's just always been such a rewarding part of the job for sure. Yeah. So I always look forward to meeting those couples, even if we have to postpone it for a little bit. The conversations that we're having right now are still just something to look back on and just like, this will be fun. Like it, in the end, it will be something to look back on.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying that to a couple the other day that, you know, it might take a few years, but this story of the postponing and the question marks and not knowing what's going to happen, it will be funny and a good story to
it'll
to
be part
share.
Of your love story for
at
sure
some point,
yeah.
At
no
some
I like
point
that.
We'll be able to laugh about all the craziness again. I'm optimistic this year will be a little bit more normal. I know it's not going to be normal. I'm not saying that, but hopefully
for sure. But in one way to try to keep it somewhat normal for yourself though, in addition to you know, like those mini ceremonies that couples might be seeing and stuff like that, I actually have been following a couple of different photographers in the area too, and noticing that they're doing a lot of like styled shoots, like maybe more so than you would for your engagement photo shoot, to kind of level up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that those is another really great way to like celebrate. Maybe you don't necessarily want to do the wedding thing, but maybe you just get a little bit more elaborate with your engagement photos or something like that. But, you know, we get a lot of inquiries a lot for those special occasion photos because we do have spaces like the rooftop or now the terrace, you know, getting a really great engagement photo in front of the vault at State Savings Bank. So we do have those types of packages as well that help people just kind of get out into the city if they want to as they're walking around the photographer. If you just give us a heads up, we have just a very small nominal fee to do it. It really just ensures that security is able to get you through the building. Yeah. But for the most part though, like I said, we've seen a lot of that. I would say that our inquiries for those like photo requests have gone up significantly during this time. So I will say we receive more of them. Our location logistics team truly is the expert when it comes to any of our spaces.
Okay.
But when it comes to like our traditional spaces, the ones that I've mentioned today, that would be more like our side of our team. But by all means, we do own over 100 buildings in Detroit. So if there is, you know, something that you have in mind, a lobby space, things like that, I know we obviously have certain protocols that we are following, maybe some stuff that's unavailable, but hey, it doesn't hurt to ask. And so reach out to us and see. And if, like I said, if there is a building you have in mind, our website, Bedrock Detroit, we actually do have a tab on there for event venues now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it literally lists everything that would be considered part of our portfolio. So both all of our traditional spaces and then what we would consider our non-traditional spaces, which really is more of kind of our location logistics side. But yeah, like those photo shoots, I feel like I've been seeing a lot of them and they've just been, like I said, they're styled shoots. You get floral, you don't necessarily maybe not wearing your wedding dress, but like it just, you're just elevating those engagement photos.
But maybe you are.
Or maybe you are, exactly.
And it's a way, too, that a lot of times, at least with styled shoots that I've done in the past, sometimes finding those models are the hardest thing. So maybe your photographer is already working with other vendors on it or something like that. And with bridal shops, I know quite a few that are always willing to donate for, you know, not donate the actual gown, but donate it for the styled shoe.
Yeah.
So you don't want to wear your dress, but you want to wear a dress.
That's a good point.
Your dress for the actual wedding.
That's helpful.
I haven't even thought, because I know obviously there's different spaces within Bedrock. There's the event spaces and then, you know, the other properties, but I hadn't even thought about any of the others being available for something.
Yeah, we do get a lot of questions for it. And I would say we get a lot from, especially when it comes to any of our other buildings, just local photographers or production teams coming into the area. That's a lot of like what our location logistics team does. But we still get them for like our social clients too that are looking. Maybe they want to plan a proposal. So like our rooftop is really big. Yeah, we have a lot of couples that'll reach out being like, I want to plan this for my significant other. Like, can I use your rooftop or this lobby? And so it's fun being a part of that process too and planning that with them. But that or whether it be the proposals or, like I said, the engagement photos. So they've already been engaged. Now they're just looking for some places to do it. And if you've been in Detroit too, I mean, you'll notice there's tons of artwork everywhere too. Obviously you have to be careful about, you know, certain artwork that you have that's visible within your photos, depending on how you're using them, but just lots of really great backdrops. And so that is also something that our team has pricing available for. And we're ready. And so it's not like a new process by any means. So definitely reach out if you're, whether you have some people that you might be thinking of or just in general.
Okay. And I was just going to clarify. So for that and for the mini ceremonies or mini weddings, you don't already have to be like a client or a couple that have booked. Like you can just be completely starting from scratch or doing things and you don't have to already have an existing relationship with Bedrock, right?
100% Yeah. So if you reach out to us and just, you're not even an existing client, just like the idea of what this mini wedding ceremony has to offer, you know, for $2,500 inclusive, you can invite, 8 of your closest friends and family. Under the current order, we are under 2 households specifically.
Yeah.
But you and 10 of your closest friends, you guys can gather. The arch behind me here is what's included as part of that. In the photo that Kate shared, the one that you shared today was one of what we call like a geo-modern, backdrop or decor. This is more of like our classical look. And so we have the 2 different style options. You can also just opt to have the arch bare if you wanted to bring in your own decor to decorate it.
So you can bring in stuff for sure.
And then you get 2 hours on site. We have plenty of space for you to get ready. Your photographer can come that way too to take some photos. And then whatever order, it doesn't have to happen at the end, but we also do include a champagne toast. So that way you can then maybe take that upstairs, get some additional photos on the rooftop. Cause that's also beauty. For $2,500, you now also get the access to take all the photos you want at the Madison. So this package is exclusive to the Madison. It's just our most convenient flexibility of both indoor and outdoor, and being in the smaller one, we figured it made the most sense for us to kind of turn it into that being what it is. So
from the photo ops in that.
Yes. So not to say that you couldn't rent our other venues and still do the same concept, just the backdrop wouldn't necessarily be part of it. So we would probably have more custom pricing for you. But you do not have to be an existing client at all. In fact, if we can have a conversation about you planning that second party with us, then, you know, let's talk about, you know, price points and maybe how we can create a custom package then maybe for you.
Okay, perfect. So that's one of the really nice things that vendors, especially those that typically deal with like larger rental costs or minimums when it comes to the number of guests or food orders, obviously, if you can't have those 200 person events, you're probably not going to hit.
Minimum. So talking
to the vendors about flexibility is key.
We don't have minimums, which is also nice. So if you want to have a party and pay the rental fee for just you, hey, we're all for it. We'll join you.
Might be a little odd, but
it will be. But then also one thing to note too with the mini ceremony package, I did want to make sure to clarify is that moving forward, we were kind of, because we really weren't doing events, hoping that things start to pick up. There will be some restrictions on the days of the week that we're going to offer that. When we get more into our peak season, we probably aren't going to offer that on a Saturday, but would still be available like Sunday through Thursday, maybe even a Friday evening, honestly. We still have yet to kind of talk about it. We're waiting for it to kind of pick up a little bit more. Wayne County in general, we've just been more under that 10 person. So I think the more and more of these restrictions loosen, I think the more we'll start to get even more inquiries about it. So
if there is like a specific date in the summer that is super important, that is a prime like Saturday or something, they might want to book the regular.
And honestly, if the restrictions allow us to, you can actually add more people, but we are capping it at 25 just because at that point, it really is just an event with us. And so we are just going to go ahead and just say, then we probably should just go ahead and switch on over to our typical pricing, which gives you that 4-hour minimum. and things like that. So yes. Yeah, we do cap it at 25. Yes. I believe it's 25. Yeah, it's 15 additional guests, 10 that's included with the 2,500.
Oh, gotcha.
For
gotcha.
25 total. Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be at that soon with the next
hopefully.
Update and whole thing. But yeah.
Yes. It's all about safety, and you know, we're happy to be here. We're definitely very fortunate. Yeah. To you know, have the opportunities that we have, so we're here and we're definitely taking bookings and issuing contracts and trying to make it seem as normal as process as the booking process, while also being as transparent as we can when it comes to what we're doing, because we're not trying to surprise anybody.
Yeah, I have been very impressed. You know, the couple of clients that have been booked at a Bedrock venue in this craziness. The policies have been so flexible for the couples, and I know, being that you have a massive company behind you, it makes it easier. So I don't want to put down any, venues 100%. Or companies that haven't been able to be as flexible with, returning deposits and all of that. But it's been great to see that you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to. I have one client that I'm super disappointed that they're not going to be at the State Savings Bank, but they were able to move to an outdoor venue where they know they can still, invite people that, without the indoor restrictions, and they were able to get deposits back and all of that, and so for them it was a big deal, and there was definitely mourning that initial wedding, but it allows some couples to really change plans, and so you guys have been amazing with all that.
Oh,
and
sure.
I think that's just a thing that comes back, it's a karma thing that that the industry recognized,
everything
you guys are doing, so.
And then, two, there's something that we as an organization within Bedrock have been very passionate about, and honestly, before COVID was even a situation, it was that we just really want to see people come to Detroit and have their events. So we have always been a team that at the end of the day, if we are not a good fit for you for whatever the reason may be, let us help you find another venue in Detroit. People that we know that might either be comparable to what we have. Maybe they've reached out to us during this time and have said, hey, we're able to do this, this, and this. And so we have that information. And as couples are reaching out to us and we maybe are saying that we can't take it on, we're ready to go with those recommendations. So exactly those, every client, every time. And so we are just big.
I make sure to feed him right before so he's distracted, but he had to make an appearance now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, Gus.
Yeah. I think he's crashed now. You just have to make a quick
he had to have his Instagram experience. But yeah, so like I said, we have a list of venues. So like we are not here to try to take it all in. We just want, especially in Detroit, we also have some venues that we know that are outside of the Detroit area too, that we also are happy to recommend. But yeah, we just want everybody to pick a venue that's right for them, regardless of the circumstances right now anyways. So that's always been something that we've been really big on and have maybe heard from us in the past. So
I think that's really important too, to being a part of the community and knowing who is out there and not necessarily being like, oh, you're a competitor. Like, we're not going to talk to you. I know some of my closest friends have been, at one point, one of my really good friends was almost every couple that I knew was messaging me for pricing and all of that. I knew they were messaging her. Our offices were like across the street from each other. And it was just like, but we were able to refer to each other and, chat and learn about what's going on. And so knowing that the community is really that, it's a good, strong community. Just helps to know that your vendors have your back and aren't just trying to trick you into a sale or whatever it is.
And I think to your point, exactly, like people buy from people, and sometimes it's about the relationship that you have. And so if someone wants to go elsewhere, it's one of those things that it's not a personal thing. And so it's not intended to be, something where it's a competition as much as, how can we then still work together? Because at the end of the day, you might still see that client for whatever reason down the road being in this industry. For their event and involved with them somehow or another. So, it's been a great year that we've had. I mean, I think our biggest focus has been social media. We were so excited to be here today.
Yeah,
I joined the team in 2016 And we finally just launched our social media handles last year. So that was a big win for us in 2020, at least. We didn't have many events, but we did do the social media. So thank you so much for thinking of us and asking us to be here today, because this is big for us. We were like, of course we would like to do that.
It is fun to, I mean, to even just have these conversations that, you know, we haven't normally, you know, once a month we go to NACE or whatever and we all talk about certain things, but this has been good to chat with people and also just talking about certain things that, like, you don't know about, you know, until you have these conversations and
100%
kind of air. So it's been so much fun.
Yes.
I wanted to ask one more question. Sorry, you know, we're a bit longer than.
No, you're fine.
But what is your favorite part of a wedding day?
So I get very hands-on with my, as long as I'm able to, the schedule. I always tell them ahead of time, like, as long as my schedule allows it, I will be there. I'll get you down the aisle. So ceremonies are really big. I love when we do ceremonies on site. And because I'm usually the one that will volunteer to, like, get them lined up if they don't have a planner. And fluffing out the dress and just, like, all of that, just getting to see that, but I think it's when, you know, one person is walking down the aisle and I think everyone has their eyes there, but they're not really paying attention to the altar. And so for me, it's always looking at the altar and that person seeing their significant other walk up. Those are the moments that I'm like, oh, okay, hi. So those are my favorite days. And I think at those moments, I mean, you get to see the ceremony on site. You get to see the why behind then that celebration that then gets to commence immediately after. So, I think it's been that's probably one part of the day that I just think that I love. And so it's definitely been so rewarding to see that part of the ceremony.
And that's the reason that it's all happening. You know, it's the reason, talking to Melanie, the photographer yesterday, she was saying the vows are her favorite part. And obviously a photographer and videographer you probably have a similar experience. You get them down the aisle and then it's like, okay, let's get ready for the next, you know, cocktail hour or whatever. So we don't usually get to sit back and actually listen to the vows or hear that part of it. But I mean, that's what it's all about. And I think that's a big part too, where I've enjoyed the smaller weddings because there's more of that connection with who's in the room. And from the vendor side of it, like being a part of it, he really wants to be in.
All right, Gus.
He flips like this and then he flips. So now everybody knows that most of my emails are with him right here. It's just to be a part of those moments as a vendor is just amazing. It's such a cool thing to be a part of. And I think that's why most people like, most people that end up on the wedding side versus the corporate side, it's that connection and that social piece of it.
For sure. I mean, you really do get to know these people. I mean, for the most part, you spend a year of your life with them on average. So it's a big reward to see that happen because you kind of feel like, you know, you're a part of that in a way. Like you're able to help make that come together. So yeah, it's definitely, weddings have always been, you know, don't get me wrong, as I've gotten older, you know, weekends are nice to have free, but there's just something about it. Like, I was like, you know what, guys, the next time I just would love to come home from like a 12 or 14 hour day on my feet after a wedding day. Like, it just, I would love that right now. That's
so
all right, though.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I think, you know, we've made it. We're seeing the light. Light at the end of the tunnel here, I hope. Mm-hmm. So
grateful for so many things, for sure. That's what I think is definitely came the most out of it, of this particular job, for sure.
It'll be interesting to see how those priorities shift now with everything everyone's been through in this last year.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Danielle. This was so much fun.
My pleasure.
All of the options you guys had, I would never have thought about utilizing some of the other spaces that you have for like photo shoots or style shoots, or even just like those little special events that aren't, you know, lots of people that that's available there too. So,
yeah.
And where can, remind again, where can people get more information if they're looking for any of those, either mini weddings or the other spaces or a full blown big event?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you'll definitely want to follow us on social media, whether it be Instagram and or Facebook. We are events with Bedrock. And then on top of that, like I said, if you go to bedrockdetroit.com, there is a venues tab there that lists all of the venues that we have to offer. It provides, if you click on each of the pictured tiles, it actually will then pop up a great info sheet that you can actually export as a PDF if you want.
Oh, perfect.
Specific pricing you will have to contact us for. Okay. So there is either a great easy access contact us form. You can reach out to us via social media if that's more of your preferred contact. But you really should be able to find our email or phone number anywhere there. We're pretty good about getting back to you within the 24-hour period. And like I said, we're happy to have that conversation and figure out what makes sense for you.